Good afternoon. I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. Beginning with national news, firefighters from multiple towns were mobilized in the early hours of this morning to tackle a house fire in Haute-Garonne that left one person injured. The incident occurred on Rue de l'Église. Opposition politicians in Hesperange have condemned Mayor Mark Lees after a leaked email revealed disparaging remarks about them, deepening divisions in the local council. The political climate in Hesperange has been tense for some time, with a recent disciplinary issue involving a municipal servant further intensifying the situation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will travel to Saudi Arabia on Monday for a meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, ahead of high-level discussions between Ukrainian and U.S. officials aimed at negotiating a framework for ending the war with Russia. This announcement aligns with statements from U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, who indicated that discussions are underway with Ukraine to formulate a peace agreement framework. Syria's new authorities have launched a sweeping security operation after clashes with fighters loyal to former President Bashar al-Assad left at least 71 people dead. Restoring security has been one of the most complex tasks for the new authorities since Assad's fall. A South Korean court canceled the arrest warrant of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol today, but he remains behind bars with the prosecution likely to appeal. Yoon's lawyers filed a request to cancel his arrest warrant last month, arguing his detention was unlawful because the prosecution had waited too long to indict him. Finally, violent winds toppled power lines today as a tropical cyclone inched towards Australia's eastern coast, swelling rivers, sparking evacuation orders, and leaving 80,000 homes without electricity. Some 4 million people were in the firing line along a 400-kilometer stretch of coastline along the state border of Queensland and New South Wales. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. British double Olympic taekwondo champion Jade Jones has announced that she is switching sports to pursue a career as a professional boxer. Jones, who won gold at London 2012 and Rio 2016, will be trained by former British and Commonwealth champion Stephen Smith in Liverpool. In cricket, New Zealand are hopeful pace bowler Matt Henry will recover from a shoulder injury in time for their Champions Trophy final against India on Sunday. Henry is racing to be fit for the title clash in Dubai after injuring his right shoulder while taking a catch in the semi-final win over South Africa on Wednesday. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu. The fine weather will continue this afternoon with some inconsequential high-altitude clouds and pleasant temperatures of between 15 and 17 degrees.